Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or the Today Show or 100 other places, but I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart daters, welcome to this week's podcast. This is going to blow your cute little freaking minds because I have with us today Lisa Catalano. And you might think, wait, what? I don't know who that is. Well, chances are, if you listen to the news, you've heard about her. Remember, there was a girl about a month ago who was tired of the dating apps and really wants to get married. So she decided to do something very bold, which was take out a couple of billboards. You heard me right. Billboards in San Francisco that said, marry Lisa, which drove them to a website for her to apply for dates. I know. Are you sitting there going, wait, what? Well, Lisa, welcome to the podcast. We're so excited you're here.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us a little bit about your, you know, kind of what brought you back into the dating world, what happened, and what made you do the billboards?
The origin stories of the billboard. Yeah. So I was previously engaged. I was with my fiance for about a decade, and he was unfortunately terminally ill. So he did pass after a lengthy terminal illness.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And I found myself suddenly in a position where, you know, I was at the time 40 years old and I really had a strong desire to get married, have kids, you know, move forward from all of that. And that's something that he would have wanted me to do as well. He knew that I really wanted to start a family. So, you know, I wanted to move forward with my life. So I got back on the dating apps. They didn't exist before when I had been dating.
Right.
Yeah, got on the dating apps. It was totally new for me. And at the time, it was going well. This was roughly, oh gosh, a year and a half ago, I think. It was going all right. And I ended up meeting somebody off of the apps. I had plenty of dates. It wasn't an issue at all. Meeting lots of great men. And met someone, got into a serious relationship, and he didn't want to commit. And so after about a year, I found myself in a position where I had to start dating again, and got back on the apps. And I was thinking, okay, it'll be like before. I'll be matching with men. I'll be going out on dates. I'll meet somebody. You know, this is the dating apps are kind of the standard right now.
Yeah, so, they are.
Yeah. And so I was matching with plenty of men on there, but no real dates were materializing. In fact, I've only had one coffee date off of the dating apps in roughly 6 months. I'm still on the dating apps right now and giving them a shot, but nothing is materializing. And I don't understand why. Like there's either just a little conversation that fizzles out very quickly. It's not very meaningful, or they, you know, don't message me at all or don't reply to my message if I initiate something. So I'm not sure what's going on, but I decided, okay, well, if you know, now I'm 42 and I really want to start a family, and this is it. I want to find somebody. I want to fall in love. I want all of it. And I'm putting in the effort and not getting the results. So kind of as a joke, I was like, I'm going to start my own personal dating website. And so I did that, and I decided, well, I need to drive traffic to the website, and how else are men going to see it? And so I put up billboards on the side of Highway 101 in Silicon Valley and San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, and how did you come up? There's lots of ways to drive traffic to a website.
Yes,
How
there
did you decide on billboards?
is. Well, you know, for me, I wanted something that was going to be a really highly local form of advertising, something that was hard to ignore. And billboards are they're local and they're hard to ignore. They're right there. And I was just, I drive through the Bay Area frequently, and so I'm on Highway 101 a lot. I saw these billboards and I was thinking, I wonder what it takes to actually rent space on one. They're digital billboards. You're only up there for 8 seconds at a time and then it cycles through. So I looked into it and I decided, sure, why not? And the rest is history.
Oh my gosh. And how many times a day, if you're asked, like, tell us, how many times a day does this billboard flash up? It cycles every 8 seconds.
It's basically you can rent 8 second time slots, and there's no like hard and fast way to know when exactly they're going to play, how many times the billboards are going to play per day. I do target the morning and evening commutes. And so my billboards are running during that time frame. I think I currently have six billboards running. But it has fluctuated. At my peak, I had 12 going.
Wow.
And so it's hard to know, 'cause it's bid based. You're bidding with against other advertisers who want their billboard to show, and so it's very hit or miss when your billboard will actually play and where.
Got it. And are billboards a really competitive way to advertise? Did you find yourself like bidding against a lot of people?
I think in the San Francisco Bay Area, at least from what I've seen as other people, other companies advertising on the billboards, it's mostly tech companies, healthcare companies, real estate agents, and insurance agents.
I see like a lot of personal injury attorneys
Yes,
and like fast
exactly.
food restaurants and things like
Yeah, so
that.
it's a lot of larger. It's larger businesses, it's corporations, things like that. So as far as I know, I'm maybe the only private person who is currently advertising on a billboard and doesn't really, I have, it's not like I really have a company or a product that I'm advertising. I'm advertising myself. So I don't know. And I am paying for this myself as well. There's been a lot of speculation on that, but I am self-funded on this.
Wow. And is that something that the average Joe can afford, Lisa?
It depends on how you want to do it, but I'm doing it.
Okay. And it's not breaking the bank, but it's certainly putting a little bit of dent in the piggy bank.
It's not without its cost.
Yeah.
Say that.
Okay.
It's not without its cost. I've been very vague about what all of this is costing me because I know people are curious, and I am still running the billboards now. I'm preferring the approach of just giving a total figure at the end once I'm engaged, hopefully.
Okay. Well, okay. So you started the billboard. So you came back on the market in 2025 on the dating apps. Used the apps for 6 months. You're 42 years old, had one coffee date. We're like, okay, I need to expand my funnel. So I'm going to make this website. And then you're like, huh, how are people going to find my website? Let me take out 12 billboards in rush hour in Silicon Valley. I love that. And so, who are you targeting right now? Or, like, tell me, there's so many fun things. I mean, first of all, you and I met, and I should have preceded this. How did Lisa and I meet? Because I got a call. Bella, we need you to come on ABC Nightline quickly, like 5 minutes ago, to talk about non-traditional ways that singles are meeting each other. And I thought, okay, like, and they said, did you hear about this woman that took out these billboards? And I said, I saw it on Instagram. They said, can you comment on this? And some other ways, which included like going to cornhole events and pizza events. I was like, oh, I'm happy to talk about the billboard. And I think on there, they just took a soundbite from what I said. And I said, I love what Lisa's doing. I think courage favors the bold in life. So yay you. And so Lisa found me, sent me an email and said, thank you for being kind on the segment. And I think at that point, that was God or the universe basically saying, you two should connect. And so I had thought, my gosh, this girl seems so sweet. When I actually saw, I was like, okay, is this a crazy person? But then, and we'll put a link to the Nightline segment, when you see this woman, first of all, she's beautiful. And she's so sincere and genuine and is not out to be a reality show star. It's like, this is someone who just wants to find love and is, you know, doing something that is bold and courageous. And I got your personality and your ethos from that. And that made me want to reach out and write back to you. And here we are.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. That really means a lot. Because I have been getting a lot of comments online about, you know, I'm crazy, I'm desperate, you know, I'm just after fame. And none of that is, none of that's true. That was not and is not the goal of any of this. And I don't think I'm desperate. I just think I know what I want and I'm going after it.
And you're a go-getter. And so, okay. So now you've had the billboards running. Tell us some data and what's been happening.
Well, it's been interesting. it took roughly 3 weeks and 2 days or so before the website really exploded as far as traffic goes. I was just kind of cruising along, purely local traffic. I went viral on TikTok. But it was like moderately viral. It was like 60 or 70,000 views on my TikTok video. And it was driving mostly local traffic. So that was great. Then I had a local TV station, Kron. They contacted me and they wanted me on air. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll come into the station. And they aired a segment. And within 2 days, my story was international. And I had just tons of hits to the website. I do have this updated stats right here.
I love stats. We all know SmartDaters know Bella loves numbers.
Yeah. So I have received around 447,000 site sessions. This is mostly starting like, I want to say late September is when things took off, like September 25th.
And site sessions means visits to your website.
To the site, yeah. And out of that, unique visitors, 384,000
unique. Wow.
And total page views, over 1.5 million. I do have an application up on the website where people can like apply if they think that they'd be a good fit to like go out with me on a date, you know, or I don't know. And then I also have a contact form. So I've received over 3,800 applications thus far and over 4,400 contact form submissions. So the volume has been really high and I've gone through all of those myself. I've looked at every message myself. I did have to temporarily for about a week shut down all of the forms because it was way out of control and I needed to get caught up and it was a little bit stressful at that time trying to do all of that while everything was still coming in. So I had temporarily shut everything down.
Just because you were inundated with volume.
I was inundated.
And the first time you and I talked after Nightline, you told me that you were getting some pretty scary hate mail messages from people, which I literally couldn't believe. And I'm still in disbelief.
Yeah. People are really, there's been a lot of interest in the hate mail aspect of it. And, you know, cause it's hard to grasp a visual when you have, you know, when you have all sorts of, you're hearing numbers basically, but I did print out all the hate mail and it's over the size of a phone book here. It's a 3-inch binder and it's bursting. And I have more than this that I haven't printed out.
Of hate mail.
This is all the hate mail. And the stuff that's in here is like, it's beyond just being called a nasty name.
You can say whatever. It's my podcast, so don't worry. You can say whatever.
Okay, it's beyond being just called a bitch or a slut or a whore a few times. It's like messages, go kill yourself. Why, you're never going to have children. You have no value anymore. You're too old. What were you doing in your 20s? You should have gotten married then. You're never going to find anybody. And stuff that's even worse than that. I've had rape threats, death threats, things like that. And it's it's been pretty bad. So I've just kind of had to process that. And it's been very interesting, but I feel like I'm actually handling it in a lot healthier of a way than I anticipated I would have. I never would have thought I'd be able to deal with all of this as well as I have. And for me personally, it's really just made me feel very strong and actually pretty empowered.
Wow.
I'm getting through it, and I've just mostly learned a lot about my own strength and resiliency throughout this entire time.
I love that. See, this is why, you guys, this is why I love Lisa, right? It's like, okay, you know, what does not kill me makes me stronger. And now out of these 3,800 applications, those aren't including all the gross people that were mean. These are like,
Because I haven't actually gathered like more broken down statistics on things yet, because that's going to take some time to do, and I have dates to go on right now. So that's the priority.
Okay, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen.
So I'm like, okay, I can do a little bit of stats right now, but as far as like a full breakdown, which I do want to do at some point because I love all of that, I want to do some charts. that's going to take some time. So maybe when the dust settles a few months from now, I'll get all of that going. But
So eliminating the hate mail. And now tell me about who, like, your site had some stipulations about this is what we want you to be. This is your age bracket. Tell me what your website said, and then tell us what you got.
Oh, as far as the age?
Everything. Like, okay. Layout.
Well, I feel like a lot of it was men just going to the site, seeing a picture of me, seeing that I'm looking for a husband, and they thought, I'm a man. I can solve that problem. And then they would just fill out the application, and it was just nothing at all what I was looking for. I received a high volume of men from not even in my geographic location. And I'm looking for somebody in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I was getting a lot of foreign applicants, of course, and a lot of age inappropriate men.
20
as young as 19 to I think as old as 78. And I'm looking for somebody like 35 to 47, maybe. And I'm trying to be very reasonable about what I'm looking for. And I'm also basing my non-negotiables and what I'm hoping to find off of my prior dating experience and things that I've learned from various other men who I've dated, short-term relationships, long-term relationships, just going out with a random person here and there and only having a first date or second date. I'm basing it all off of what's worked and what hasn't worked for me in the past. I'm not just arbitrarily coming up with things.
Okay, got it. So they're more quantitative things, your deal breakers.
Yeah. I mean, I just want alignment on like religion, politics, lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, for example. Things like that. Religion. I think I said that already. I can't remember. Sorry, my nose is itching. But you know, just alignment on basic things like that. I don't want somebody who does any drugs. For me, I drink a little bit of wine here and there, an occasional cocktail, but that's the extent of what I consume. So I want somebody who's going to be aligned on just basic kind of lifestyle things like that.
Okay, great. And with regards to religion, you're pretty open, but you just don't want anybody who is too orthodox in their practice.
Yeah, because I'm not particularly religious. Yeah. And I've had prior relationships where where the man has been very deeply religious and it has not been a smooth relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so yeah, somebody more spiritual.
Yeah. And that's fine with me because I do consider myself spiritual and I'm just not practicing right now. And I don't feel a deep religious sort of conviction or calling in my life.
I'm probing you on these a little bit in case somebody's listening and they want to send this. They're like, oh, you sound like what she's looking for. So politically, like moderate to liberal, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah. Moderate to liberal. Because I'm liberal. So
yep.
Democratic.
Yep.
And I've received a lot of criticism for that, for wanting somebody who's aligned on politics, especially because I'm saying that there's all these other things that I'm looking for. Like I want to start a family. I want to get married and I, you know, lead a healthy lifestyle. And people are saying, well, you're never going to find a liberal man who has those qualities. And I don't believe that's true. They're saying what you're looking for is a conservative man. And I'm like, there's lots of great conservative men out there, but I'm sure that they would be really frustrated dating somebody like me. So, yeah, I don't know.
There's a lid to your pot. Do not worry.
Yeah.
There are healthy liberal men out there in your age bracket in San Francisco. Yeah. Trust me.
Oh, don't. I'm finding them. I've been out on dates with some of them. So.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So we got 3,800 applications. How many did you whittle it down to?
Oh gosh. I have I had to get organized over here because I didn't think that this was going to be that big. I was thinking that maybe I'd get like a couple dozen applicants or something through the website on all of this. I never thought I'd go viral. I never thought that this would get media attention, but I did whittle it down to about 50 or so.
Okay.
And then off of that, I kind of went through and I was like, okay, if they're geographically, like some of them were out of state and I'm like, I really don't want to relocate. I'm looking local, you know, but I'm like, they're great guy, but they're out of state. So I kind of was like, all right, let me just, you know, whittle it down from there a little bit. And then just kind of going through I don't know. Some of it was just a gut feeling and I couldn't reach out to all of the men all at once. That's not feasible. So I just had to kind of choose, a group to reach out to first. And
so
You have to pick your A-list. Yeah. So, and that's not to say that the men who weren't in that initial group aren't fantastic. I contacted a man about a week ago who was just outside of that initial group. And we did have a first date yesterday and it went spectacular.
Oh my God. Give us a little bit of the skinny here.
super nice guy, really well educated. I mean, extremely well educated. Speaks like six languages. I mean, really smart. And for me, I want an intelligent man. I want, you know, that's just what I'm looking for. Intelligence is a turn on for me.
You're so, sapiosexual.
Yeah. really nice guy, good looking, very good looking. So there was attraction there. Very just kind and sweet in person. And yeah, I mean, chemistry wise, we hit it off as well too.
Okay, great. Is there going to be a second date?
Yes, there will be. Yeah. And we were just texting right before I got on this podcast with you.
Oh my gosh. And you're going on a date tonight.
I'm going on a date tonight. Yeah. I have a second date tonight with a man who I went out on a first date with about a week and a half ago. And yeah,
there was some chemistry with that date.
Was, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You guys, I know I can't help but help her. She's not an official client, but I'm like, what's your methodology? How are you going to go out on these dates? You need to be using video. You've got it. This is going to turn into a full-time job. And she's giggling. You can't see the video. I'm like, we've got to have a system. So I'm going to be coaching her a little bit through this process just because because you are so lovely and sincere, and I want you to find the lid to your pot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I feel like I did a pretty good job on my pre-screening process. with going through, because I asked the questions on this application. I was asking the things that to me would be important for me to like gauge if we'd have like kind of a basic level of compatibility, at least stuff that's important to me, as far as alignment on certain things. And I don't know, I've had to, it was hard for me to make the transition from all of the media, all of the, just everything that's been going on, with just how chaotic this whole situation got all of a sudden and how much my life has changed from it. It was hard to make the transition to that, from that to the dating itself. It was very difficult. I kind of struggled like the first date that I went on. I was like, I don't even know if I'm excited for this. Because I was so stressed out from everything and so just exhausted. And then finally I got on that first date and I was thinking, I need to trust the process that I created here and trust that what I created is going to work. And so I'm just going into it now with optimism that I'm going to meet somebody this way. And I've met some really great men. And even, you know, I had one date where the chemistry just wasn't there. It just wasn't a good fit. And even on that, he was a spectacular guy. We had a great time on the date. He's going to be great for some other woman out there. We weren't a good fit, but yeah. And then I have another guy who there wasn't any, you know, we didn't kiss or anything. There wasn't a whole lot of chemistry there, but great guy. And so I'm giving him another shot. We're going to go on a second date and see if there's anything there. So
yeah. That's one of the things I talked with Lisa a couple of days ago. And I was saying, you know, especially for women, chemistry can come later in the game.
Yeah.
Right? Physical chemistry can be sparked by emotional chemistry, intellectual chemistry, spiritual chemistry. It can happen over 5, 6, 7 dates. Heck, I married somebody I had zero chemistry with. We were good friends for 6 years
until
we started dating. So it's like at that right moment, the chemistry can flip over the line. So from my vantage point, as we discussed, if you're having fun and there's no red flags and he meets all of what we call your elevator people qualities, has no red flags, let's keep dating people, even if we're not feeling the heavy chemistry. Because sometimes what's interesting, Lisa, about chemistry, when we feel heavily drawn towards somebody right away, not always, but very often it can be because they remind us how somebody from our past used to make us feel at a certain point.
Ooh, interesting.
Chemistry is often familiarity. And when we feel that draw and when we actually think back, it's like, oh, he kind of reminded me of blah, 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 or this person. So I would just say chemistry is not always super reliable, right? Chemistry and attraction is nature's way of tricking us into attachment sometimes. And now what we need is a method to discern if somebody is actually a good fit for us. And so one of the best things that will do that is repeated dates over a long period of time before you cut off your dating funnel. And I think we talked about, let's try to do 15 dates over 3 months. And like, I'm just trying to, I know you guys, you know, I can be a little, you know, like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. I'm like, okay, stand down. She's not your client. So just trying to be helpful here.
Well, and when you told me that about like the 15 dates over, you know, several months, that really resonated with me because in the past I have had kind of a pattern, I guess, in relationships of, you know, I've never really dated multiple people at the same time. I haven't gone out like if, you know, I'll just randomly go out with a person here or there. Never like a second date with multiple men at the same time. So what I'm doing right now, this is totally new for me. But I definitely have jumped into being exclusive with a man, you know, after just a couple dates before and after a very short period of time. Yeah. So now I'm like, I feel like right now with everything that has happened in the last 2 months, I really need to be a little bit more cautious going into all of this and make sure that I'm doing things in a very measured way. And of course, I want to listen to my heart as well, because that's what dating is. But I'm trying to have a good combination of listening to my heart and my emotions and feelings about everything, and also thinking. about it.
100%. And one of the things I want to work on a little bit as we go forward is just listening for certain cues, listening for certain things that will clue us into somebody potentially having an avoidant attachment style, somebody who's not in it for the long game, things that they will do or say, inconsistencies. So we'll definitely talk about this as your dates continue. And I'm so psychotically optimistic about you finding somebody, and whether, you know, and I love the fact that you're still keeping the dating apps open. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, what a good dating funnel looks like. What do I always tell you guys? There's three pipelines to meeting people. Either you use online technology, you meet people in real life, or you get set up by people. And your method is kind of a blend of a couple of these, which I love this. So, right, your billboards are digital. And I think what you're doing is incredibly courageous. And I know you're gonna find somebody. It's just a question of what we wanna make sure is that it's the right lid to your pot.
Yes.
Not just any lid. A lot of lids can fit, but they're kind of wobbly, or they're dented, or they're cracked, right?
The handle's coming off.
The handle's coming off, the paint's flaked off, right? So no, we want to make sure that this is somebody who's really good for you and aligned with what you want, which is to get married and to have a family, not in 5 years.
Yeah, because I don't have the luxury of time right now. So I'm trying to, you know, it's not like I'm trying to just jump full force recklessly into all of this. But I'm trying to just really be specific and intentional about who I'm looking for and make sure that they are on board with a little bit of a shorter time frame for things as well.
Well, this is great. It sounds like you've had some good dates and you're going to have some good updates. I hope, have the smart dating tips been helpful to you so far?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think mostly just, I think really the main thing that you said that resonated with me was the 15 dates before being exclusive. That really, that hit home for me.
And it's 15 dates, Lisa, where the dates feel easy, where you're getting to know each other, where you're checking alignment, where you're kicking the tires for red flags, signs of avoidance, right? So it's not like, it's 15 dates with an intention.
Yeah.
That with every date, we get to know each other a little bit more. We're looking for consistency and reliability and the actions matching the words and the alignment in the values and like more interest, more fun. But really, so by the time you get to the average of 15 dates, and 15 dates is an average, it could be 12 dates for some of my clients, it could be 20 for others, but you're pretty certain at that point that there's at least good alignment. Now, this is just our methodology, is once we get somebody to the exclusivity mark, we typically say, let's date for a year before we get engaged, right? Now, at the end of that year, you can be engaged. But again, really making sure that this isn't a wolf in sheep's clothing, like what happened to you in a prior relationship. Yes, I'm really interested. I want to get married and have kids. A year in, no, I don't. It's like WTF.
Yeah.
So here, looking for those signs, right, earlier to make sure that we're in alignment. So I am fully confident that with your funnel and a methodology, you're going to find somebody when you're meant to find them. But we're not going to force a round peg into a square hole.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I want everything to be very natural. You know, much as like how all of this media that's happened to me, everything's happened organically. I did not seek out any, I didn't contact anybody. They all contacted me. And so just in that way, it's like, okay, that all kind of worked out with everything. So right now I'm like, okay, you can't force anything to happen with a certain person. It has to just be natural and organic and it has to feel right. And I'm just trying to remind myself of that right now.
Yeah. And it has to be right. And we want to keep ourselves objective because our cute little brains love to sweep red flags under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's awareness, and it's not being negative, but it's really being aware of, okay, like I think I was telling you, our clients have scorecards and they take notes. Like, was it weird that he said this? And we're like, yes, it was. Let's give it another date, because we want to really see, is it a yellow flag or is it a red flag, or did we misunderstand something? We'll always give someone the benefit of the doubt. Another date with targeted questions to really smoke out, what is this? And this is how we start to build confidence in our vetting system.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, a few days ago you told me to, because I had expressed a few concerns about, you know, if somebody wanted to really wanted to stay in the area long term, or what, you know, if their lifestyle was conducive to certain things that I want, like marriage and family and staying in the area, all of that. And so last night on my date, that you popped into my head and I was like, okay, I'm going to just ask those questions. I know this is a first date and these are not normally first date type of questions, but these are important things that I need to figure out, because if there's misalignment on those things that are really critical for me, like, it's not going to work out. Like, why take this any further? And so I asked those questions last night, and the answers put me at ease, really.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's great. And, you know, the dating world's fun and funny and things can change, you know, between date two and date three, or after the fourth date, the eighth date, the 12th date. So that's why the people who often seem like, let's hope that everybody you had a great first date with continues on that trajectory. Sometimes there are plot twists, right? And sometimes we'll be digging into the list that we thought was the B list, and suddenly the A players will come off of that list. So this is a metaphor for dating in general. This could be the apps, this could be your billboard funnel. It is what it is. But the most important thing I want you to do is, and to know, is with every date, you're getting closer to the one.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's super exciting to me. I mean, I do feel very confident that all of this is going to work. I'm very optimistic on all of it. I'm feeling really good right now. And it's been a process that's like all of the, how I've felt about all of this has really ebbed and flowed. Cause it took a while for me to actually start contacting the men, because I wanted to go through all the applications first. I wanted to really take my time with it and make sure that I was approaching it with like a clear mind and some clarity and in a good spot and not just stressed out when I was going through everything. And so when I started contacting the men, I'd say the initial outreach went really well, but then I had phone calls with them and the phone calls really didn't go that well. And I think part of it was that they just, there was just something missing from the phone call. But then, you know, I went out on the second date that I have tonight. The phone call that I had with him at first, before our first date, it didn't go all that great. I wasn't really optimistic about the date. And then I showed up and it went great. So I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to stay very optimistic about all of this. And I'm trying to have fun right now, too, because to me, like, dating is supposed to be fun. And, you know, you're learning about somebody else or multiple other people. And this is the fun part. I've gone through the work and now I'm like, okay, this is the time to have fun to a limit. I'm not having sex until I'm exclusive with somebody. I've already decided on that.
Did you guys hear that? Yay.
Yay. So I'm not having sex until I'm exclusive with somebody. And I know that we're on the path to marriage. But that said, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. I'm going to, you know, do
You're
a little,
not a nun.
I'm going to do a little kissing, you know, so.
Absolutely.
That's fun and exciting. And I'm enjoying that.
And remember, have your dates in public places.
Yes.
Even though somebody seems great after a second date, no dinners at your house, no dinners at their house, get yourself there and back on your own. Be really vigilant about your own safety. I tell people the majority of assaults are committed by people that we know. So dating safety is something I'm really paranoid about. And get yourself, if you don't have one, a Google Voice account, which is voice.google.com. It's an internet-based number that you can call and text from, and you don't have to give out your real cell phone number.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always a nugget.
Yeah. Well, I've been taking safety precautions this whole time. A lot of safety precautions. And even now with the dates, yeah, they've all been in public places. And I do intend on keeping, like, the date tonight is a second date and it's in a public place. You know, we're going to go play some mini golf and then we're going to go and have some sushi. So, yeah, it should be pretty fun. I'm excited about it, but yeah. And I have other security measures in place, which I'm not going to disclose because that's part of the security plan.
Part of the security plan. So we're going to keep that between the podcaster and the podcastee. So we will. Lisa, this was super fun. Are there any last nuggets that you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like this entire experience was something that I didn't expect for my life. And I don't know how it's all going to sort itself out. I'm just trying to maintain optimism and a positive outlook on things because I feel like in anything in life that's beneficial. And yeah, so I'm very optimistic about that. And then another thing I'd like to mention is that I do have a docuseries coming out, and the first episode will be on November 26th, and it's going to be available on the Cron 4 Plus streaming app. It is free. There's no subscription. And I don't know how many parts it's going to be. Because
it depends on when you meet somebody.
It depends on when I meet somebody. This is an ongoing thing. And I've been saying from the very beginning, I've been joking with my family and friends that I feel like right now I'm at the beginning of a 90s rom-com movie. And at first I was joking that, like, it was all calm and no rom. And I can say now with the dating starting, there's rom. I have rom.
I have rom in my calm.
Yes. Yeah. So I just now have to see exactly how things are going to play out. And that's going to determine how many episodes of the docuseries there are. And I'm really excited about this docuseries. They've been extremely respectful of the me wanting to maintain the integrity of the dating process and make the dates feel normal. So they show me basically getting ready for my dates and then meeting the guy on the street. They don't show the man's face at all. And then my docuseries crew, they just are like, okay, bye, have fun. And they leave. And it's very respectful of everything. And that's entirely what I wanted. So I'm really thankful to the team I have over at Cron 4.
Wow, that's great. It sounds like it's the opposite of The Bachelorette.
Exactly.
Well, that is absolutely lovely. So we will certainly, would you be willing to come back in about a month and tell us how it's going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, amazing. Well, Lisa, where can people check out your application? At marylisa.com?
Marylisa.com. And I'm also posting updates periodically. I will be posting updates on the website, but also updates on TikTok, which is Mary Lisa Official on TikTok. I'll have a link on the website. And also on my YouTube, which is my personal YouTube account, which is Lisa Faye Today.
So. Great. Well, Lisa, it was a great pleasure having you on. And I look forward to meeting again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Bella.
Smart daters. Courage favors the bold. Okay. So I'm not saying you ought to go take out a billboard, but I'm saying here's someone you heard who should really inspire you, who wasn't getting the results she wanted and has taken the steering wheel of her dating life. And it's like, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and I'm going to not blame the apps, hate the dating process, hate all of this, but continuous optimism, psychotic optimism, right? And living in the space of gratitude, like dating is fun and I get to do this process. And so if you take something from Lisa today, besides, oh, I might have a nephew that I should set her up with, send him to marylisa.com. But, you know, let's all this week hashtag be like Lisa. And I leave you with that until our next episode. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And as always,
download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.